Now, we interrupt the news bulletins to bring you the Raleigh cigarette program.
This is it. From Hollywood, the Raleigh cigarette program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzy Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
Priority.
Played by Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra. And here is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Truman?
Hiya, Red. Say, you've taken off a lot of weight, haven't you, son?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of ballroom dancing lately, and it makes me perspire.
It does?
Yeah. Last night during the dance, I perspired so much that when we finished, we weren't trucking. We were washing. It's a good thing I was wearing my pump.
Yeah, that's right, Red. Say, you're learning to dance so you can dance with Eleanor Powell in your new picture, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, and I'm getting quite a reputation at the ballroom. They call me Defense.
Defense?
Yeah, somebody's always holding me up. Say, but you know, the ballroom where I dance is really swell, though.
Sure enough.
Yeah, they've got a first aid kit hanging on the wall.
First aid kit in a ballroom?
Yeah, and they got a sign on it that says, in case of jitterbugs, break glass.
Well, tell me something, Red. I nearly stepped on it, but I waited. Well, tell me, Red, do they have good music out there?
Yeah, the Merry Mucks are playing there.
Red, don't you mean the Merry Macs?
No, I mean the Merry Mucks. They used to play in a sewer cafe. But they're leaving, though, and next week a new band's coming in.
A new band, huh?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
I don't know, but their slogan is Slide and Slink with Sammy Fink.
Tell me, Red, are they pretty good?
Oh, yeah. It's the sweetest music this side of the La Brea Tar Pits. You know, I like dance music, though. There's all kinds of music. There's the music that makes you tap your feet, and there's the kind that make you clap your hands, and there's the kind that makes you roll your eyes, and there's the rumba music. See, and you should see my dancing partner that I have in the ballroom. They're hostesses, you know.
I danced with a hostess once.
You danced with a hostess, Ozzy?
And what a dancer. Yeah. The band played Someone's Rockin' My Dreamboat. Yeah. And she did.
Red, do they have good-looking hostesses in the ballroom?
Well, yes and no. The one I have had was a little old, I think.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when was she born?
I don't know. But several times during the dance, she spoke of the Alamo.
Was she pretty?
Yeah, I'll say she was pretty. She had skin like a newborn hamburger. She's a good dancer, though.
She was, huh?
Yeah. But it's the first girl I've ever seen that wears a derby hat and a low-cut evening gown.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Harriet. I was just telling Truman here about my experiences in the dancing school.
Oh, I used to go to dancing school when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I'll never forget what happened at my first recital.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I was doing the dance of spring,
yeah,
and I hit a bump and the spring broke.
You know, I went to a dancing school when I was a kid, too. The floor was so slippery, though. Oh, it was awful slippery. Every time I took a step, I'd sit down real hard.
Really?
Yep. In fact, I sat down so much they finally put heels on my shorts.
Well, no matter how hard you try, Red, you'll never be as good a dancer as my brother. Yeah. He's a real jitterbug.
He is?
Mm-hmm. He's champagne jitterbug.
No kidding.
Every time he starts to dance, one of his toes yells, "Fasten your safety belts, boys. Here we go again."
Say, you know, I sure love dancing.
About this hostess I danced with once. For a long time, I thought she was a bloodhound.
You thought she was a bloodhound?
Yeah, but I found out later she just had hot water bottles tied on her ears.
Fascinating fella, isn't he?
You know, Red, I saw you dancing last night.
You did? Say, how'd you like that girl I was dancing with? Didn't she have cute legs?
Cute? With those pins, she ought to dance in a bowling alley.
Now, let's don't get catty.
I'm not being catty. I just don't think she's your type.
Hmm?
And that shape.
Some shape, huh?
Ooh, what was she wearing? A two-way lurch?
Well, I guess she was pretty bad.
She really was.
Mm. Yep, she had the face only another bookend could love.
That reminds me about this bloodhound, this hostess I danced with.
Yeah, what about her?
Well, she wanted to be a bubble dancer, but she had buck teeth.
Yeah. Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, they were sharp buck teeth.
Say, you know, Harriet, I'm discouraged. I can't seem to meet the right kind of girls, you know, like Ozzy does. Now, every girl he meets, well, she just... Every time I meet a girl, she just turns her head away.
Oh, I know how it is, Red. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'll just wander off in the snow somewhere. It doesn't matter. Probably be good riddance. If I freeze to death in slow agony like vaudeville.
Oh, well, gee, Red, where'll you go? What'll you do?
Who cares? Well, this is goodbye, Harriet. I didn't want to say that earlier in the evening, but when summer comes and the green grass is here and the birds are singing and they find me lying out there, remember one thing.
I'll remember. What is it?
No matter how you drive through a tunnel, your radio always goes off.
I'd love to live on Easy Street.
Nobody works on Easy Street.
Just sit around all day. Sit and play the horses.
Life is sweet.
It's sweet for those who live on Easy Street.
No monthly payments you must meet.
They make your hair turn gray.
When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, for you know your fortune's made.
And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade.
On Easy Street,
I'm telling everyone I meet,
if I could live on Easy Street,
I wouldn't want no job today.
When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, for you know your fortune's made.
And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade.
On Easy Street,
I'm telling everyone I meet,
if I could live on Easy Street,
I wouldn't want no job today. So please go away.
That was Harriet Hilliard and Ozzie Nelson singing Easy Street, or Have You Heard Santa Monica Is Paved?
Say, Red, would you like to go shopping with me?
No, I don't think so, Harriet. Stores are so crowded, you know. Everybody's buying things. Boy, money sure is floating around this year, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's marvelous what people will do to get it.
Yes, it is. Say, you know, money has caused all the trouble in the world today. Money. Dirty, filthy, slimy, beautiful, gorgeous, lovely money. But do you ever stop to figure out how silly our system really is? They dig gold out of Alaska, and then they bury it in Kentucky. Say, you know, money brings a sad ring to many a voice, though. Like this. The place, a room filled with eager faces, all after the same thing, money.
Money.
Gee, maybe this will be it. It's got to be. I need that $10 so bad.
Oh, 75.
Bingo!
Say, Red, tonight let's show some of the things that happen on account of money.
Okay, Harry. First, we have the fellow who's afraid that something's going to happen to his money if he puts it in the bank.
Watch out, Clem. Here comes another car.
You better count the fingers. I think we got five. Well, we must be getting near town. We sideswiping more cars now.
Clem, I'm worried about that $10,000 you got in your shoe.
Oh, don't...
While we're in town, why don't you put it in the bank?
A bank?
Yeah, you know, one of them things with those guys behind them cages.
Is that a bank?
Yeah.
Well, gee, no one of them fellas looked at me so funny when I fed them peanuts.
Clem, you didn't do that.
Yes, I did. And they ate the peanuts, too.
Well, what about that there $10,000 you got in your shoe?
I'm going to keep it where it is, Elviry. It's safe enough. Besides, it keeps my feet dry.
Say, how did you get that $10,000 anyway?
Selling eggs.
Goodness gracious, how many eggs did you sell for $10,000?
Oh, about 10 dozen. Eggs is expensive, we keep telling them city slickers.
Well, just think how much better it'd be if you'd had that money in a bank.
Well, I don't like banks. I walked into one in 1929, and it blew up right in my face.
Hey, watch where you're driving. This sure is a dark road.
Yeah.
How do you know where you're going?
Oh, I just follow that dog tail. I got tied onto my radiator.
You just follow that dog tail? That's silly.
No, it ain't either. I took it off of a pointer.
Gee, Clem, it's starting to rain awful hard.
Yeah.
The car's skidding around something awful.
Yeah, I'll see.
How do you manage to keep it on the road?
Road? We've been driving down the riverbed for 2 hours.
Well, no wonder my knees are wet.
Yeah.
Say, hadn't we better stop and look at one of them signs?
That last laugh came by Dove, didn't it?
Clem, hadn't we better stop and look at one of them signs?
Yeah, I've been watching them signs.
Well, what highway is this?
Oh, I don't know. But judging from this signs, it must be the Burma Road. Say, look, there's a sneaky hitchhiker.
What do you mean, a sneaky hitchhiker?
Well, didn't you see him? He waited until we got real close to him before he pulled his thumb out of a bag.
Well, anyway, I wouldn't pick him up. He looks like a bum to me.
Oh, maybe he ain't. Maybe he just paid his income tax early this year.
Oh, look, Clem, there's another hitchhiker. Let's pick him up.
Well, I think it'd be a little dangerous to pick up that feller.
Why?
Well, for the past minute, he's been thumbing a ride with the butt end of a .45.
Clem, there's another hitchhiker. Let's pick him up.
Well, I think it'd be a little dangerous to pick up that feller.
Why?
Well, for the past minute, he's been thumbing a ride with the butt end of a .45.
Oh, come on, Clem, let's pick him up.
Oh, howdy, Bub. Where are you heading?
San Francisco.
Well, I'm only going to Ventura.
That's okay, I'll drop you off.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute till I put in my valise.
Hey, that's a pretty big valise. What do you got in it?
Oh, just a few bodies.
Oh. Well, okay, get in. But be careful, don't hit your head on the meter.
All right, I'll get in.
Well, watch your step there, Bub. This car's got a running board. That's it, now I'll start her up again. We cook coffee in this thing, too, you know.
Come on, get going.
Where are you from, Bub?
Kansas City.
Kansas City Mole?
Yep, that's my name. Yeah.
You know, I knew a girl in Kansas City once. Oh, what a girl.
Clem, reel in your eyes and watch the road.
Say, Yahoo, how far you gotta go?
Oh, about 2 more pints.
Hey, can't this car go any faster?
Yeah, but we ain't got no room to take off.
Clem, I don't think you should have picked up this hitchhiker. Oh, no. He looks suspicious.
Oh, how can you tell? He's wearing a mask.
Hey, I ain't wearing no mask.
No?
No, I've been down to Palm Springs and I ain't peeled yet.
Now, there, you see, Elvary? Everything's all right. Now, turn on the radio, why don't you?
I will.
Okay.
Attention, motorists. Be on the lookout for an escaped convict called Killer McButch.
Gee, Killer McButch has escaped. That's a fine thing for him to do, just when they was going to put his life story on gangbusters.
Killer McButch was last seen on Highway 66.
Uh-oh. Hey, what highway is this?
Well, it ain't number 10 Lullaby Lane. Quick, pull into that filling station and they'll yell for help.
Listen, we want the police, not a windshield wipe.
Well, pull in there anyway.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't stop here. Keep going, bub.
Okay.
Now stop here, right in here, in this nice lonely spot.
All right. You mean behind that big sign?
No, there's a motorcycle cop there.
Yeah.
Stop over there behind them bushes.
Okay, now get that thing out of the rib.
Are you scared, Clem?
Oh, if Goose Pimple sold for $1 a bushel, I'd be a millionaire.
All right, now, come on. Hand me your money.
No, it ain't gonna be that easy.
Oh, no? You see this gun?
It's gonna be easier than I thought. Here, come on, now, get your hands out of my pockets, will you?
Stand there. Now, stick them up.
Oh, no.
Come on, put up those hands.
I can't. I ain't wearing my suspenders. Hey, what are you after, anyhow?
What do you think I'm after?
Well, when you stuck your hand in my coat pocket, I wasn't sure. And when you start counting my change, I begin to suspect something.
Okay, now that I got your money, let me see. 50, 60, 70, 80. 80 cents. Hey, is that all you got?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, that's all he's got, Killer. Now, ain't you ashamed?
Yeah, take it back. I'm sorry, folks. Hey, how's everything in Oklahoma?
Well, what do you mean?
But tell me, look. Why did you fight so hard to keep you from getting that 80 cents?
Well, it wasn't the 80 cents I was fighting for. I thought you was after that $10,000 in my shoe.
Then we have the people who always have tragedy connected with their money. Harriet, you be a young girl standing on the corner crying. And Bradley, you be a wealthy Wall Street investor just starting to get into his big limousine.
Right.
Bradley, you going to sit up here with me, or you going to sit back there in the next block?
I want you to drive me up to Sing Sing. I must speak to my broker.
Oh, what will I do? What will I do?
Come now. Pardon me, little girl. What seems to be your trouble?
I'm just taking my salary home to my poor old pop who hasn't worked in 5 years. And I lost it.
Well, this is a tragedy. But you can't blame it on the public. I hope you find it. Good night.
Hey, wait a minute. I heard that. This little girl loses her salary. She was taken home to her poor old pop who hasn't worked in 5 years. And you say you can't blame it on the public. Yeah, they should tell the newspapers. Boy, what a fine headline. What a fine headline that would make. Millionaire refuses to help unfortunate girl. Yeah, you tightwad, yeah. Yeah, you're the type of guy that holds on a $5 bill so long Lincoln gets an ingrown beard. Yeah,
it's all right, mister. I only lost $30.
$30? What do you own, a toll bridge? Well, anyway, miss, I'm going to pass the hat for you. Here, this is all I have with me. It's $3. I was going down and buy myself a pound of butter. But I'm going to get the money to you. But remember, it's not for you. It's for your poor old pop who hasn't worked in 5 years.
Oh, thank you. Are you sure you don't need it?
Nah, I don't ask for much out of life. Just a crust of bread to eat, a piece of straw to sleep on, and a direct wire to my bookie. That's all.
Miss, I'd like to help you. But I know when I tell my wife I gave a woman my money, she's going to say, move that address down to Harlem, and I believe. But anyway, all I won was $20, so I'll put it in the hat for your poor old pop.
You ain't going to regret that, bud.
Thanks.
Here you are, lady. $23.
Just a minute,
yeah,
my friends.
Go on, cheapskate. Don't try to move in, bub.
Just a moment.
It's too late. You're out of
never
our circle.
Before, just
I'm
one
sorry,
more.
You're out of my circle.
Never before in my mercenary career have I witnessed such a demonstration of generosity. Here. Here, all I have on me at present is $500.
Just me spitting a bucket.
But remember, I want you to remember it isn't for you, it's for your poor old pop who hasn't worked in 5 years.
Oh, thank you, all of you. I'm sure my pop will appreciate this. Here, Pop.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas. Say, Harriet, do you remember back in 1929 before the government passed the law for banks? Well, you know, my brother used to have a bank. What do you say we look back in those days and see how a situation was handled?
Good morning.
Pardon me, is this a bank?
What do you think it was, a drive-in mortuary?
Oh, it is a bank.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to open an account.
Have you a deposit slip?
Huh?
I say, have you got a deposit slip?
No, I just wear shorts. Yeah. Say, maybe you can tell me, where can I find a bank president?
Well, sir, you know the sheriff would like to know the same thing.
Well, why?
Well, we think he skipped town with the bank's funds.
What makes you say that?
Well, every time we walk by the vault, it registers tilted.
Well, didn't you suspect anything?
No, sir. You see, the bank president put $30,000 in a little black bag, and he says, I'm going to lunch. And he says, if I don't hurry, I'll miss my plane.
Lunch where?
I don't know. All he said as he left was, adios, amigo.
You mean he scrammed to Mexico with the money?
Yes, he left the bank flat as tortilla. You get it? Tortilla flat?
Is this bank on the corn exchange?
Yeah.
But about this bank president of yours, didn't you know that he wasn't an honest man?
Well, no. You see, he was a swell fellow. Why, we even looked at road maps together. But he beat me to it.
Did he take all the money?
No, he left about $1,000.
He did?
Yes. He can't go to Santa Anita this year, but he said to send it over anyway. That's the way we used to balance the books, you know.
It's cold. I think I'll take my hat and overcoat and gloves and leave.
Who was that?
That's our vice president in charge of frozen assets. Say, but tell me, what do you want?
Well, you see, I have $3,000.
Sold. The bank is yours.
No, I think I'll wait till the bank president has been
Well,
found.
Now, that's a funny thing. Here he comes now.
Excuse me.
What's your hurry?
I've got all the bank's money in this little bag.
Well, aren't you going to put it back?
Of course not. I've been paroled already.
Then we have a mean little kid who's on his way home from the grocery store with 5 cents left of the 25 cents that he told the clerk he had lost. This time, I'll be a little boy. He did grocery door heavy. I think I will roll the potatoes home. Gee, look at the candy store. Look at them nice big gumdrops. If I do, I get a whipping. I doot it. And tonight, I will only eat a nickel's worth of dinner. Gee, look at that big bar. I wonder if that's a pinball machine. It looked like a pinball machine. Maybe it is a pinball machine. I'll put my nickel in and see.
Tilted.
It is a pinball machine. Well, all my money had gone, so I guess I will go on home and get it over with.
Hello? What? Oh, you say Junior was 25 cents short. Well, thanks for giving him the groceries anyway.
Well, here you are, Mom. Here's your groceries. Gee, they were heavy. Guys, they were heavy.
Oh, they weren't so heavy.
Oh, no. All the way home, there was a big guy in the back of me kept thinking, tote that bar, zip that bale.
Did you get everything, Junior?
Yeah, I got them new Hollywood potatoes.
Hollywood potatoes?
Yeah. All the eyes is wearing dark glasses.
Oh, Oh, Junior, how you talk. You'll probably grow up into another Red Skelton.
Yeah, I'd a pitiful character, ain't I, Mary? Hey, Mom, I got a terrible headache.
Oh, darling, have you really got a headache?
Yeah, I got a headache.
Well, why don't you take some aspirin?
What, and kill my back? Hey, Mom, who was that on the phone before, Who
none
was it?
None of your business.
Who was it, Mom?
It was none of your business.
I bet it was that guy you were going to marry before you met Pop. Before Pop came along with them shiny new teeth. I bet that who it was.
It wasn't him at all. He's been in China for years.
But I was.
It was the grocery man.
I knew I would find out who he was. Hey, by the way, where is Pop?
I don't know.
Was he grounded again at Earl Carroll?
Well, we really haven't seen much of your dear daddy lately, have we?
No. In fact, I haven't seen him at all. Since Dick Tracy found out that he was the mole.
Well, never mind that. Junior, the grocer said that you were 25 cents short. What happened to that other quarter?
It's a lie. I didn't steal it. I lost it.
Junior, are you going to tell me what happened to that quarter? You know, I've got ways of making you talk.
You put that fly swatter down. I'm no fly.
Well, then, come down off the ceiling.
I lost that quarter, I tell you, Mommy. I lost it.
Did you really lose the quarter?
Yes. I was carrying it very careful. And when I tripped and it fell out of my nose...
That's a fine story.
Do you like it, Mommy?
No. Don't you realize that a quarter is a lot of money, Junior?
No, I don't know. You don't get very much ice cream. What am I saying?
You just wait till I yell something up this fireplace to Santa Claus's little spy.
You can't fool me. Santa Claus don't have no little spy.
Who told you that?
The Easter Bunny.
Now, come on, Junior. What happened to that quarter?
I ain't gonna talk till I see my lawyer.
Junior, do you know what happens to little boys who fib?
Yeah, they grow up and become the Chamber of Commerce. Of Florida. No, I just didn't, Mom. I'll tell you what really happened.
You will, dear. Then what happened to the quarter?
I lost it, and believe me, it wasn't easy.
Well, let's just walk back over the same way that you went, and we'll see if we can't find it.
Well, I don't think I would be such a group.
Now, let's look around. Look around, Junior.
Mommy, let's cross the street, huh?
No, walk the same way you did before.
All right, we'll walk up this way, but let's hurry. Those bells hurt my ears.
Ah, well, how are you, you little man? Hi. Back for another one?
Yeah. Blabbermouth!
What a nice little boy.
Yeah, blabbermouth.
His cheeks are so rosy red.
Yeah, well, you come around in a few minutes. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Red Skelton with Oz and Elson, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. We'll be back at the same time next Tuesday. We hope you'll all be waiting for us. Until then...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and if anybody's worrying about the little kid in the icebox, I got out okay.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.